Episode 7, What is Success?
Welcome. This is Extraordinary, brought to you by the American Business Institute of Success and Prosperity. I'm your host, Darren Ray.
What do you typically think of when you hear the word success? Or if somebody says he or she is a success, what comes to mind? I think in most cases, what comes to mind is somebody who is wealthy. Maybe secondarily, somebody who has achieved great status in their sport or in their career. But generally speaking, I think when we use the phrase in conversation, he's a success or she is not a success, I think it more often than not is referring to wealth and financial success. So for the purposes of our discussions here forward, I think it's important that we set a broader understanding of the term, what success is. The dictionary describes success as the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. Citing the phrase, there's a thin line between success and failure. I like to propose that success is not that absolute, that success is not necessarily the accomplishment of an aim or a purpose, but rather the process of accomplishing an aim or a purpose. One can be a success and not have yet accomplished what it is they're setting out to do. If every day they're making strides, if every day they're making an effort, if every day they're getting closer and closer, I would argue that success is really more about the process than the achievement. We can call a goal a goal. We can call a touchdown, an achievement. But I think for our purposes, we really need to consider success as a process. Success is an undertaking. Ron Jensen talks about authentic success, and there's something that he says that I really like. He starts by explaining that success is not just. Success is not power, prosperity, position, prestige, or pleasure. Again, success is not just power, prosperity, position, prestige, or pleasure. Rather, authentic success implies a completeness, a wholeness. It's a matter of being cross-trained. Authentic success includes faith, fitness, family, friends, finances, firm, and fun. And I think that the way we ought to measure success is not how many zeros are in our bank account, or how much stuff we have, or not by the axiom, he who dies with the most toys wins. But I think rather a better description of our success in this life is determined by how many people will cry at our funeral? The degree of impact or contribution. In what way did a person give back? I think that's the way we ought to describe, think about success. Jim Rohn once said, his mentor told him he should set a goal to be a millionaire. And then he said, let me tell you why. And Jim Rohn said, you don't need to tell me why I should be a millionaire. And this mentor went on to explain that it's not what you think. Set a goal like that because of what it will make of you to achieve it. I would like to submit that when it comes to setting goals, when it comes to determining how we're going to spend our time and how we're going to spend our energies and our resources, in fact, how we're going to spend our life really should be looked at in terms of what is it making of us in the process? I think there's nothing sadder than a life lived where most of it was just passing time. We would do better to make more out of our life than just merely getting by. Following the taillights into work every morning and home from work every day, I think one of the things that we need to measure our success by is our children, our primary responsibilities. They're the ones whom we are leaving the world with, the kind of person that we teach them to be. If we teach them that life is about more than power, prosperity, position, prestige, or pleasure, imagine what kind of world it would be if all of us as parents were doing that with our kids. If we were teaching our kids how to be cross-trained, focusing on those things of faith, fitness, family, friends, finance, work, and fun, I submit that success is a direction, not a destination. If we look at our life as a staircase, it doesn't matter where on that staircase we're standing in terms of our development, our knowledge, our skills, our accomplishments. What matters is which direction we're facing. We can face up and be moving forward, or we can face down. When I wake up in the morning when I intend to, when I read the things that I intended to read that day, when I spent some time studying, when I have spent some time on my knees, when I've eaten the things that I should eat instead of the things I shouldn't eat, all of that is pointing me in the direction I want to go. All of those things are successes, leading me toward the ultimate success of whether it's losing weight or becoming the kind of person that I want to be. When my boys were younger and they did something stupid, rather than losing my cool and yelling at them, but sitting down, putting an arm around them, and having an intelligent conversation and a corrective moment, that's a success. It's best to look at our lives in terms of development or decay. I would like to submit that we look at our opportunities in this life to be, whether we're ordinary or extraordinary, that it's about the journey, that it's about what we're becoming in the process. So which direction are you facing, and what are you becoming? I assert that the point of life is progress and contribution. Success is anything in the direction of progress, whereas wealth without contribution could be considered a failure. The point of life is progress and contribution. Give that some thought. And take another look at how you're spending your time. What are your goals and aspirations? What direction are you facing? And what are you becoming?
Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, please follow us on social media. Subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Extraordinary by ABI, and I'm your host, Aaron Ray.
Follow us on LinkedIn or find out more at abisuccess.com.